Welcome to the Daily Chizuk. We always hope and pray for the outcome that we want in any given situation. But things don't always turn out the way we hoped. And we may then feel that Hashem was not there for us during the time we needed Him the most. If we only knew what was going on behind the scenes, we would never think like that. Rabbi Elimelech Biderman quoted the Netivot Shalom, who wrote, "The love that a father has for his son becomes apparent during three different times in ascending order. The first and lowest is when the father is playing together with his son and he gives him a gift in his great love for him. The second is when the child is away and the father's heart is melting with love to be able to see him and hug him. The third and highest level is when a doctor needs to perform an emergency surgery on the child to save his life. The boy is trying to escape from fear of the pain. His loving father has to hold him tight with all of his might to keep him in place. Or the father himself has to do the surgery, which causes his son so much pain. At that moment, the love the father has for his son is indescribable. His heart is burning on the inside with an eternal love, even though from the outside, it looks like he's doing an act of cruelty. When a person goes through a time of suffering in this world, that is when Hashem Kaviyachol is holding him the tightest. The love Hashem has for him at that time is indescribable, although from the outside it may appear otherwise. With the right perspective, a person can get through the hardest of times." Rabbi Mordechai Pogromansky Zatzal was in the Kovno ghetto during the Holocaust, and one day he was walking in the street and saw a group of Jews broken-spirited to the depths of their soul. He asked them why they were so down. Two of the men replied, "Isn't it obvious why?" The rabbi then said, "Please allow me to ask you two questions. Number one, not too far from us, there are Nazi soldiers who want to kill Jews. Is that correct?" "Yes," they replied. "Number two, if those soldiers would kill Jews without being specifically commanded to, would they get into any kind of trouble for it?" The men replied, "No, they would most probably be praised for it." So the rabbi continued, "If the soldiers want to kill us and nobody is stopping them, then why aren't they? Must be because Hashem is in charge, and at this time He is saying, don't kill. Those soldiers have absolutely no control whatsoever over our lives. If Hashem wants death, He will be the one to carry out if that's what He deems is best. We have nobody to fear. We are always in Hashem's hands, the best possible place to be." Those two men ended up surviving the war, and they would later relate that those words of the rabbi gave them chizuk every moment they were there, up until they were finally freed. David HaMelech said, "Gam ki elech beges salmave lo yirara, ki ata imadi." When a person comes to the realization that Hashem is always with him, he'll be able to remain at peace, even in the most difficult of times. Have a great day.